Fled Brikrend, The Feast of Brikriu, translated by George Henderson, 1899. Here beginneth the Feast of Brikriu, and the champion's portion of Emon, and the Ulster women's war of words, and the hosting of the men of Ulster to Cruachan, and the champion's wager in Emain. Chapter 1. Brikriu of the evil tongue held a great feast for Concavar Macnessa and all the Altonians. The preparation of the feast took a whole year. For the entertainment of the guests, a spacious house was built by him. He erected it in Dún Ridraige, after the likeness of the Red Branch Palace in Emain. Yet it surpassed the buildings of that period entirely for material and for artistic design, for beauty of architecture. Its pillars and frontings splendid and costly, its carving and lintel work famed for magnificence. The house was made in this wise, on the plan of Tara's Mead Hall, having 9 compartments from fire to wall, each fronting of bronze 30 feet high, overlaid with gold. In the fore part of the palace, a royal couch was erected for Conchobar, high above those of the whole house. It was set with carbuncles and other precious stones, which shone with a luster of gold and of silver, radiant with every hue, making night like unto day. Around it were placed the 12 couches of the 12 heroes of Ulster. The nature of the workmanship was on a par with the material of the edifice. It took a wagon team to carry each beam, and the strength of 7 Ulster men to fix each pole, while 30 of the chief artificers of Erin were employed on its erection and arrangement. Then a balcony was made by Brikriu on a level with the couch of Concavar, and as high as those of the heroes of valor. The decorations of its fittings were magnificent. Windows of glass were placed on each side of it, and one of these was above Brikriu's couch, so that he could view the hall from his seat, as he knew the Ulster men would not suffer him within. When Brikriu had finished building the hall and balcony, supplying it both with quilts and blankets, beds and pillows, providing meat and drink so that nothing was lacking, neither furnishings nor food, he straightway went to Emain to meet Concobar and the nobles of Ulster. It fell upon a day. There was in Emain a gathering of the Ulster men. He was anon made welcome, and was seated by the shoulder of Concavar. Brikriu addressed himself to him, as well as to the body of Ulster men. "Come with me," quoth Brikriu, "to partake of a banquet with me." "Gladly," rejoined Concavar, "if that please the men of Ulster." Fergus MacRoig and the nobles of Ulster also made answer, "No, for if we go, our dead will outnumber our living, when Brikriu has incensed us against each other." "If you come not, worse shall you fare," quoth Brikriu. "What then," asked Concobar, "if the Ulster men go not with thee?" "I will stir up strife," quoth Brikriu, "between the kings, the leaders, the heroes of valor, and the yeomen, till they slay one another man for man, if they do not come with me to share my feast." "That we shall not do to please thee," quoth Concobar. "I will stir up enmity between father and son, so that it will come to mutual slaughter. If I do not succeed in doing so, I will make a quarrel between mother and daughter. If that does not succeed, I will set each of the Ulster women at variance, so that they come to deadly blows, till their breasts become loathsome and putrid." "Sure, 'tis better to come," quoth Fergus. "Do ye straightway take counsel with the chief Altonians," said Senka, son of Ailill. "Unless we take counsel against this Brikriu, mischief will be the consequence," quoth Concobar. Thereupon all the Ulster nobles assembled in council. In discussing the matter, Senka counseled them thus: "Take hostages from Brikriu, since you have to go with him, and set 8 swordsmen about him, so as to compel him to retire from the house as soon as he has laid out the feast. Forbai de Ferben, the son of Concobar, brought Brikriu reply, and showed him the whole matter. "It is happily arranged," quoth Brikriu. The men of Ulster straightway set forth from Emine, host, battalion, and company, under king, chieftain, and leader. Excellent and admirable the march of the brave and valiant heroes to the palace. Behalf, and Brikriu accordingly bethought him how he should manage to set the Ulster men at variance. His deliberation and self-scrutiny being ended, he betook himself to the company of Logaire the Triumphant, son of Conad Mac Iliach. "Hail now, Logaire the Triumphant, thou mighty mallet of Bregia, thou hot hammer of Meath, flame-red thunderbolt, thou victorious warrior of Ulster! What hinders the championship of Emon from being thine always?" "If I so choose, it shall be mine," quoth Logaire. "Be thine the sovereignty of the nobles of Erin," quoth Brikriu, "if only thou act as I advise." "I will indeed," quoth Logaire. "Sooth, if the champion's portion of my house be thine, the championship of Emine is thine forever. The champion's portion of my house is worth contesting, for it is not the portion of a fool's house," quoth Brikriu. "Belonging to it is a cauldron full of generous wine with room enough for 3 of the valiant nobles of Ulster. Furthermore, a 7-year-old boar. Naught has entered its lips since it was little save fresh milk and fine meal in springtime, curds and sweet milk in summer, the kernel of nuts and wheat in autumn, beef and broth in winter. A cow lord, full 7 years old. Since it was a little calf, neither heather nor twig tops have entered its lips, naught but sweet milk and herbs, meadow hay and corn. 50 cakes of wheat, cooked in honey withal. 25 bushels, that is what was supplied for those 50 cakes. 4 cakes from each bushel. Such is the champion's portion of my house. And since thou art the best hero among the men of Ulster, it is but just to give it thee, and I so wish it. By the end of the day, when the feast is spread out, let thy charioteer get up, and it is to him the champion's portion will be given. Among them shall be dead men if it is not done so," quoth Logaire. Brikriu laughed at that, for it liked him well. When he had done inciting Logaire the Triumphant to enmity, Brikriu betook himself into the company of Conall the Victorious. "Hail to thee, Conall the Victorious! Thou art the hero of victories and of combats. Great are the victories thou hast already scored over the heroes of Ulster. By the time the Ulster men go into foreign bounds, thou art a distance of 3 days and 3 nights in advance over many a ford. Thou protectest their rear when returning, so that an assailant may not spring past thee, nor through thee, nor over thee. What then should hinder the champion's portion of Emine being thine always? Though great his treachery with regard to Logaire, he showed twice as much in the case of Conall the Victorious. When he had satisfied himself with inciting Conall the Victorious to quarrel, he hied to the presence of Cuchulain. "Hail to thee, Cuchulain, thou victor of Bregia, thou bright banner of the Liffey, darling of Emmon, beloved of wives and of maidens. For thee today Cuchulain is no nickname, for thou art the champion of the Ulster men. Thou wardest off their great feuds and frays, thou seekest justice for each man of them. Thou attainest alone to what all the Ulster men fail in. All the men of Ulster acknowledge thy bravery, thy valour, and thine achievements surpassing theirs. What meaneth, therefore, thy leaving of the champion's portion for someone else of the men of Ulster, since no one of the men of Erin is capable of contesting it against thee? By the god of my tribe, quoth Cuchulain, his head shall he lose, whoso comes to contest it with me. Thereafter Bricriu severed himself from them, and followed the host as if no contention had been made among the heroes. Whereupon they entered the palace, and each one occupied his couch therein, king, prince, nobleman, yeoman, and young noble. The half of the palace was set apart for Concobar and his retinue of valiant Ulster heroes, the other half for the ladies of Ulster attending on Mugan, daughter of Eki Fedlec, wife of King Concobar. The following were those who attended upon Concobar in the forepart of the palace, namely, Fergus MacRoig, Kelthcar son of Uthgar, Owen son of Durthacht, and the two sons of the king, namely, Fiacha and Fiachag, Fergna son of Fidcoim, Fergus son of Leti, Cuscride, the stuttering of Macha, son of Concobar, Senka, son of Ailill, the three sons of Fiacach, namely Rus, and Dare, and Imchad, Mourn Remur, son of Gergint, Erge Ekbel, Amorgen, son of Ekit, Mend, son of Salkad, Dubtak Dol El Ulad, Feradak Find Feknak, Fidelmid mak iler Hetag, Forbade fent Furbend, Rokad son of Fathamon, Lagaire, Leary, the triumphant, Conal the victorious, Cuchulain, Conad son of Mornai, Erk son of Fidelmid, Ilan son of Fergus, Fintan son of Neil, Ketern son of Fintan, Fachtna son of Senkad, Conla the False, Ailill the Honey-Tongued, Bricriu himself, the chief Ultonian warriors with the body of youths and artists. While the feast was being spread for them, the musicians and players performed. The moment Bricriu spread the feast with its savories, he was ordered by the hostages to leave the hall. They straightway got up with drawn swords in their hands, to expel him. Whereupon Bricriu and his followers went out to the balcony. Arrived at the threshold of the palace, he called out, "That champion's portion, such as it is not the portion of a fool's house. Do ye give it to the Ulster hero ye prefer for valor." He thereupon left them. Anon, the dispensers got up to serve the food. The charioteer of Loigaire the triumphant, to wit, said Long Mac Rian Gabra, then rose up and said to the distributors, "Do ye assign to Loigaire the triumphant the champion's portion, which is by you, for he alone is entitled to it before the other young nobles of Ulster." Then Id Mac Rian Gabra, charioteer to Conal the victorious, got up and spoke to the like effect. And Loig Mac Rian Gabra spoke thus, "Do ye bring that to Cuchulain? It is no disgrace for all the Ulster men to give it to him. It is he who is most valiant among you." "That's not true," quoth Conal the victorious, and Loigaire the triumphant. They then got up upon the floor and donned their shields and seized their swords. At one another they hewed, until the half of the palace was an atmosphere of fire, with the clash of sword and spear-edge, the other half one white sheet from the enamel of the shields. Great alarm got hold upon the palace. The valiant heroes shook. Conchobar himself and Fergus MacRoy got furious on seeing the injury and the injustice of two men surrounding one, namely, Conall the Victorious and Logaire the Triumphant, attacking Cuchulain. There was no one among the Altonians who dared separate them, till Senka spoke to Conchobar. "Part the men," quoth he. For at that period among the Altonians, Conchobar was a god upon earth. Thereupon Conchobar and Fergus intervened. The combatants immediately let drop their hands to their sides. "Execute my wish," quoth Senka. "Your will shall be obeyed," they responded. "My wish, then," quoth Senka, "is tonight to divide the champion's portion there among all the host, and after that to decide with reference to it according to the will of Alil MacMagach, for it is counted unlucky among the men of Ulster to close this assembly, unless the matter be adjudged in Cruachan." The feasting was then resumed. They made a circle round the fire, and got drunk, and made merry. End of chapter 2.